A group of Army reservists in the Washington, D.C. area is preparing for a possible deployment to the Middle East. Their preparation includes cultural sensitivity training. From member station WAMU, Lisa Nuremberger reports.
Members of an Army reserve unit packed into a classroom at a reserve training center outside of Washington. About 50 men and women dressed in camouflage sat listening attentively as a Muslim professor from Pakistan talked about the culture and beliefs of Muslims. The reservists don't know where they may be deployed in the Middle East or when they'll leave. But when they get there, they'll distribute U.S. government information, possibly in leaflets or over loudspeakers. American University professor Akbar Ahmed recently served as Pakistan's ambassador in England. His cultural sensitivity class provided tips on swaying public opinion in Islamic countries and how to avoid missteps.
You're fighting not only a conventional war on the battlefield, you are actually fighting a war for the hearts and minds of the people of the Middle East. And while you have far, far greater superiority in technology, in weapons and explosives and tanks and so on, the greater battle will be the battle that you will be fighting. And I'm really not very sure how that is going.
He says polls indicate that isn't going well. Ahmed told the reservists if they behave inappropriately, they'll do further damage to the American image.
Do not show any disrespect for the holy prophet of Islam. Whatever you do, don't make cracks, don't make jokes.
He says whether liberal or orthodox, all Muslims respect the Prophet, if only in cultural terms. Ahmed says soldiers must also respect the modesty of Muslim women and the sanctity of Muslim places of worship.
Wars are always untidy businesses. You go into a city, you're bombing, you're blasting, you're fighting maybe street to street. Avoid the mosque.
The reservists listened attentively. Hand after hand shot up when it was time for questions. A young reservist who gave his name only as Caesar is facing his first deployment.
Doctor, if we have to address an individual, just a regular common person, man, woman, or child, how would you suggest we address them? Say the usual greeting or...
Well, if you address people individually, I know that Americans are very courteous.
None of the reservists would give their full names for security reasons, but this Gulf War veteran says past experience has taught him that cultural fluency is a useful tool.
In thorough analysis, the way we conduct ourselves, we're ambassadors from this country. We may be the only Americans people ever meet when we go someplace on a visit, on training, whatever. They see us and... I think trying to show respect for their culture means a lot, makes a big impression on them. I really think it does.
The reservists' role will grow, says Professor Ahmed, if the war lasts a long time. If feelings on the street become more hostile, the perception of the American soldier could influence whether public sentiment swings for or against the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Nuremberger in Washington.